This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the woman accusing him of sexual assault will both testify publicly before a Senate committee hearing on Monday. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley saying Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's accusations deserve to be heard. While on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was questioning the timing of the allegations.
It is an accusation which the ranking member of the Committee of Jurisdiction has known about for at least 6 weeks. Known about for 6 weeks, yet chose to keep secret until the 11th hour.
The remnants of Hurricane Florence now drenching the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Florence is now a post-tropical cyclone, but still a dangerous rainmaker causing flooding and causing at least 32 fatalities. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump is slapping China with a new round of tariffs. The White House announcing its plans for the 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of imported Chinese goods. Sanctions that are now set to take effect Monday and would rise to 25% at the beginning of 2019. In a statement, President Trump's telling China's leaders to end their country's unfair trade practices. The Trump administration cutting back on the number of refugees it will allow into the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing the U.S. will take in 30,000 refugees next year, down from 45,000 that the U.S. planned to admit this year. When President Trump took office, the U.S. was taking in about 110,000 refugees every year. Pompeo also announcing that next year the U.S. will process 280,000 asylum seekers. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Visa, MasterCard, and a number of banks will pay $6.2 billion to settle a lawsuit with retailers. The agreement today settles a long-running lawsuit over the fees that merchants pay when they accept credit card payments, so-called swipe fees. Banks who were sued included J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Bank of America. A judge still has to approve the final settlement. A very public scuffle breaks out between actor Tom Arnold and The Apprentice producer Mark Burnett, and it's led to quite the exchange on social media, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Arnold tweeted that Burnett choked him at a pre-Emmys party on Sunday in Los Angeles. Burnett's wife, actress Roma Downey, tweeted that Arnold tried to ambush the couple, and she posted a photo of what she said is her bruised hand. Arnold's lawyer, Marty Singer, told The Hollywood Reporter that Burnett attacked Arnold. Actress Allison Hannigan was there, and she tweeted that she saw the whole thing and thought it was a joke until security jumped in. Police say no report was taken. Arnold has a new show debuting Tuesday called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, which follows Arnold's attempts to find the tapes that show the president expressing bigoted views on the set of The Apprentice, which Arnold was once a contestant on. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The way we roll, and it's what we're focused on, getting this country back on track. Lots of things to deal with here, but some are the basics, you know, like our U.S. Constitution, in light of the fact that it was Constitution Day yesterday. You might, refamiliarize yourself. I keep saying over and over again, there should be several times a year you should be reminded, especially, you know, Constitution Day. Take you a couple of minutes. Read the Constitution. See what's happening in your government. Things that maybe you've forgotten. Maybe some things you were never taught in school. Maybe it might even behoove you to even take another class. We'll see what happens there. But, it's important for us to activate our citizenship. More than important, it's absolutely critical. Because that's the basis of our government. Our founding fathers said, reinforced by Ronald Reagan, who said, we're but one generation away from losing this republic. And look what's happening in the discussion and people thinking that socialism might be the future of this country. Really? And this is in clear contrast with what's going on in Venezuela. I don't know how you square up what's going on in Venezuela. I mean, here's the poster child of socialism, you know, said, look at the government, you didn't make that. It's the government and the government's in charge and we'll get the collective here all working on behalf of the government because we're going to make it fair for everybody. Right. It never works out fair for anybody, you know, for everybody. It works out, you know, fair for, I guess, more than fair for the elites because there's always a ruling class. Even in a democratic republic, though there's not supposed to be one, we keep getting this pushed upon us, this elitist class that thinks, look, I've graduated from, all these prestige colleges. I know better. I've paid all this money. I deserve bazillions of dollars. Look, if you can get it in the free market system, God bless you. Happy trails. But to have it stolen from the people and redistributed to you, there's something so wrong about it. Certainly something that is not consistent at all with our Constitution, if you're aware of it. But if you're not, then you think, okay, well, maybe it's fair until it happens to you directly. And then you go, hey, that's not fair. But this is what millennials, and we say millennials like we pick on them, but then we had an earlier discussion today about, how millennials really are thinking, and that some of the fake news about them, the characterization of millennials, I think you will be surprised that they're more down the road than you think. You know, they're seeing the mistakes of their parents, thank God, and going, look at, I think we have a better way. And though there are some voices out there being led by some political operatives like Ocasio-Cortez, which is kind of amazing to me that she has become such the figure, but still, in much the same way, kind of like with Colin Kaepernick, he's been made to be such a figure, and both of them have, but yet their narrative is so broken up. It's so confusing and disjointed. It doesn't really follow logic, you know. And then when you ask them some questions, some in-depth questions, they come up with something rather hollow and arcane and, you know, just disjointed, like I said. It's not very logical. And it's almost like they're out there floundering for a statement. And, you know, I guess Nike at this point has kind of saved Colin Kaepernick. They've kind of given him, you know, something. But it's very difficult to reconcile his statements and actions when they're disjointed. And, you know, he says, well, he's about social injustice. And then he wears a T-shirt that promotes communism and socialism and wears socks that, really are humiliating toward the very people that are protecting him when he's on the field as a football player. So kind of goofy, you know, you think, right? And so, you know, the problems that it has caused have been quite extensive for the NFL. I mean, they're paying a big price. Their brand is being affected by it. Business is off dramatically. I know a lot of future or a lot of past fans are, you know, kind of upset, but they kind of just said, oh, you know, if that's the way they are, you know, I just will find something to do on Sunday. So no longer it's Sunday football. It's become Saturday football for them. You know, they're going to focus on college football, not necessarily on professional football. And that's a sad commentary. And speaking of commentaries, and I wrote about this in a commentary, and I suggested that maybe the NFL ought to go to the White House. I mean, you know, the president meets with a group of counselors, his own people within the White House, but also some outside consultants, and he's been meeting with them to address the whole social injustice issue and prison reform. You know, Dr. Alveda King, who's been on with us several times, has talked about this. And my suggestion was is that the NFL, you know, my question, first of all, was, has the NFL, you know, I asked her, is the NFL there? I mean, is somebody from the NFL meeting, you know, with the president on this issue? I mean, they say social injustice is a big thing and prison reform. Why aren't they at these meetings? Well, they're not there. Go, well, what's wrong with this picture? Maybe if they went there, you know, like, well, Kim Kardashian, I mean, she goes there, and what does she do? She affects change. She meets with the president, goes to the White House, respects the office, has a conversation with the president, and here we get a woman who was serving an incredible sentence, and she's, you know, she's free. Thank you very much, Kim Kardashian and President Trump. And so there's lots of injustices to be considered here, but if we're fussing and fighting and doing it in all the wrong way, well, I think there's things to learn, and the NFL could go a long way in learning from Kim Kardashian. Go meet with the president. And as I said in the commentary, that I believe if they respected the president and went and met with him, they'd be surprised as to what would occur, how much change could be affected, and that I could see the president taking a knee, not during the national anthem, but taking a knee with the NFL for social injustice there at the White House and coming up with some constructive, positive change that could address this issue. But if you want to continue to make it I hate Trump kind of thing, which we have enough of that already. And, you know, the language concerns me, how vitriolic it has become. It's rather dangerous. I mean, there was I think we talked about it yesterday or mentioned it to you. A former Broadway star who shouts out in this one interview, makes a statement that, where's John Wilkes Booth when we need him? Really? I mean, we've got people making rather serious, deleterious statements that are going to get this country in a lot of trouble. And really, we're so on the verge of anarchy right now with the display of all the disruption that's taking place, but there seems to be no adult or no congealing effort or figure who can come in and tell people, stop doing that. You know, that's unacceptable. You know, and it goes all the way, you know, top down. I mean, you listen to the language from our elected officials, things that they were saying in the Kavanaugh hearing, statements that you hear them say all the time. I mean, that they're so convinced that they're so right and they represent all of America or a majority of Americans. It's quite dangerous, don't you think? When they make these kind of statements where it's interesting because, like on public radio, there are specific standards that have been established by these elected officials. Say public radio's got to work this way, and these are the standards. These are the things they can say, that you cannot make false claims. You cannot make hyperbolic claims or unsubstantiated claims. But yet, in the name of politics and the name of free speech, I guess it's okay for these figures who establish these laws for other people that say, oh, except for me, I can make these hyperbolic statements and these exaggerated, unsubstantiated statements, all supposedly in pursuit of the truth, really, or some reinforcement of their own specific viewpoint.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I was blinded, you gave me eyes to see. I was going under, you reached out to me. No, there's nothing.
Hey, Hey, it's Just the Way You Like. It's fresh and very independent, Monday through Friday. Bill Martinez live here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Justin Danhof joins us now. He's the general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as the director of the center's Free Enterprise Project. Justin, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's always nice to talk with you.
Hey, let's talk about what happened at the Senate hearing. Senator Mark Warner, this was a couple of weeks ago, the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said on the 5th that social media platforms have come a long way in addressing bad actors, but not far enough, said that given the skepticism that they could truly address the challenge on their own, Congress is going to have to take action here, right?
Yeah, so the social media giant, this is a very, very interesting story with multiple dynamics. The first dynamic in the conservative circles, we have known for many, many years that there is an anti-conservative bias on platforms such as Facebook, such as Twitter, and more recently come to light issues with Google.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's very interesting is that there was really no pressure from folks like Senator Warner and others on the left until the most recent presidential election. When come to find out, a few Russian firms paid not very much money and didn't buy a lot of ads, but they did buy some ads on Facebook. And so the most interesting part of this story seems to be, to me, is that the bias against conservatives was all well and good. That there was no problem with that, that Congress wasn't going to take up any issues with any of the social media companies until they seem to have had an effect in the left's mind on the most recent presidential election. And so I'll give you one very stark example of the difference in the way these companies are looked at now as to before. So in 2016, Bill, I think you'll remember, I believe we talked about it, there was a major story that broke on Gizmodo.
Yes.
Former Facebook employee went to Gizmodo with an article, and frankly, it's a shocking story that we all knew was going on, but that somebody finally publicly admitted to, that Facebook was diminishing conservative stories on their platform.
Right.
The folks that generated the news feed, they would take outlets such as Breitbart and replace them with stories from places such as Salon.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a common practice that was well known inside of Facebook. So that year, I went to the Facebook shareholder meeting. And it was a pretty nondescript meeting. There was a few techie folks that asked Zuckerberg questions. And I was the only one that asked a tough question about that article and about what the company was going to do to address the issue. Well, fast forward to this year's Facebook meeting.
Right.
Before Zuckerberg even said a word, liberal protesters were thrown out of the meeting. They received multiple shareholder proposals, where in years past they got no shareholder proposals. And it's very interesting, because from a good governance perspective, we had brought up these issues of bias, you know, from a perspective of the fact that you don't want to offend particular customers when you are an open social network platform. So why would you take this stance?
Exactly.
But conservatives generally don't complain. We don't rabble rouse. We don't make a lot of noise. And so they continue to this day, by the way, they've hired a law firm to figure out, they hired an outside law firm here in Washington, D.C. to investigate themselves. Because while they're not publicly saying there's a bias, and the New York Times has reported on this. It's Covington and Burling, right here in Washington, D.C.
Right.
They've hired them to figure out why they're so biased against conservatives, because they themselves internally can't figure it out. And let me
wow.
Tell you one problem.
Well, that's good news. At least they admit there's a problem there in as much as that they can't identify conservatism.
Yeah, and let me tell you what we've identified is a major part of the problem. And Zuckerberg, in his testimony a few months ago, admitted this, that, look, they work in Silicon Valley. That's where their office is. So he said, well, we don't have a political litmus test for our employees. Just by the pool of folks we're hiring from, we're going to tend to lean left. And so what can that lead to when you have ideological groupthink from the board of directors to to senior management on through the staff, is that there's no critical questioning of what's going on, mm-hmm. right?
Yes,
when everybody in the room believes the same thing,
well,
the outcome is going to be evident and obvious.
This is so academic, Justin. I mean, birds of a feather flock together. I mean, that's rule one here. I mean, that's not foreign. It doesn't take somebody with a super degree or a super duper degree to figure that. That's been time in memoriam.
Indeed, it has been. But here's the issue. They don't want to address it. And why don't they want to address it, and how do I know that? Well, I filed a shareholder proposal with Facebook last year that they fought. And the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, agreed with the company that they could remove my proposal. I asked them to consider adding ideological diversity, at very least, to the board of directors,
mm-hmm.
so that at least the management, if the employee pool is all going to come from liberals, at least the management can have somebody up at the very top saying, hey, let's push back on that issue or that issue, or, you know, we've really got to get to the bias problem, and I think that when we're promoting this, that, or the other thing, we're doing it the wrong way, and here's how I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact I gave them an out, I gave
right.
them a tool to help address the issue. And so instead of doing that, do you know what Facebook did?
What did they do?
They refused to go along with my proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they took a proposal from the SEIU, and they agreed to adopt their idea on how they should hire new board members. And the SEIU's idea is akin to the Rooney Rule in the National Football League, but it's on steroids.
Right.
So now for every new board director, they have to interview minority candidates and female candidates no matter what. And so it's very interesting because my comment to Facebook, and Amazon, by the way, has the same practice, and Jesse Jackson was involved with both of these companies and the SEIU mm-hmm. in coming to these decisions. And I said, it sure is interesting because we're in a room of investors. And Mark Zuckerberg, you started this in your college dorm room at Harvard, and you're a white male.
Right.
It would be pretty interesting if all these investors here today that have made millions and millions of dollars off Facebook couldn't do so because you weren't considered for the job because you were a white male. And Amazon, my goodness, one of the richest companies in the history of the world. Jeff Bezos, another
right.
white male. It's a fair question to ask. In 2018, if a board spot opens up, would folks like Zuckerberg or Bezos have a fighting chance? Because that's what the left views as diversity, unfortunately. The left has distorted and lost the definition of the word. To them, it is what you look like and what bathroom you identify to choose to use.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a diversity of who you are as an individual. The content of your character means almost nothing to the American left these days. It's only your outward appearance. Diversity begins and ends with that for the left, and that's very sad, especially because there's an identifiable problem that Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and the like, I've given them and attempted to give them tools to alleviate the problem, at least to a degree, and they'd all rather pushing further to the left than accept these tools as a way to fix the issues that are going on inside their own company.
Well, clearly they're not interested in fixing the issues. They like their own version of diversity. As you point out, they don't even know what diversity means, but yet I think it's quite rich that they're one of the loudest voices to talk about diversity when they see it and perceive it as being unfair, but it's through their very strict ideological lens, is it not?
It is, and it'll continue, and I think that Congress is going to continue to get more and more involved in these companies, so the future is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, well, Senator Warner said, he says he laid down the new law for the West, at least the Silicon Valley West. The era of the Wild West in social media is coming to an end, he said, though he added, where we go from here is an open question. Of course, that's what they love. Liberals love those open questions because that'll still give them enough room to, kind of manipulate things. Justin Danhof has been with us. Justin, always appreciate the update. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Phil.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you?
Thank you.
For what?
for preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
If you could run a 4-7 mile again, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the woman accusing him of sexual assault will both testify publicly before a Senate committee hearing on Monday. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley saying Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's accusations deserve to be heard. While on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was questioning the timing of the allegations.
It is an accusation which the ranking member of the Committee of Jurisdiction has known about for at least 6 weeks. Yet chose to keep secret until the 11th hour.
The remnants of Hurricane Florence now drenching the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Florence is now a post-tropical cyclone, but still a dangerous rainmaker causing flooding and causing at least 32 fatalities. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. Samuel Rodriguez joins us now. He's the president of NHCLC, an international organization with more than 40,000 U.S.-based evangelical churches and additional chapters around the world. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Shake Free, How to Deal with the Storm, Shipwrecks, and Snakes in Your Life. Sam, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm blessed, and thank you so much for having me, my friend.
Well, I got to tell you, Sam, I got to congratulate you and tell you how grateful and how much I appreciate all the work you're doing on behalf of evangelicals. But America at large, I know that you have been heavily involved in, you know, bringing an evangelical message to a secular world, a growing America here that has rather, you know, quite frighteningly moved more and more away from God and towards secularism.
Well, I'm grateful for that. I am wholeheartedly convinced that this evangelical message, the gospel message of Christ, is the quintessential firewall against the ever-increasing agenda of secular totalitarianism. The number one threat right now as it pertains to religious liberty and the advancement of our Judeo-Christian value system is none other than secular totalitarianism. And it's the gospel message that serves as the firewall.
Well, when you consider the history of this great country of ours, songs that have talked about, you know, God bless America, the beliefs of our founding fathers, how this country began, Sam, this is like no other country. When you look back at the history of America, and then you have our former president, Barack Obama, declaring to America and the world that we're no longer a Christian nation. What is it? One president makes that declaration? What about we the people?
No, American exceptionalism, it's this radical, transformative, world-changing idea of God over man and man over government. It's that idea, the fact that our rights come from God. That powerful idea is what makes us exceptional. So without a doubt, embedded in the DNA of America, and you can't extrapolate it, you can't rhetorically attempt to quench it. The reality is this country was based on a Judeo-Christian value system that cannot and will not be denied. Our mores, our values, our optics, our DNA is a Judeo-Christian value system. So regardless of what politicians may say and their wish list as it pertains to advancing a secular agenda, we are a nation founded on a Judeo-Christian value system, and we have thrived because of that value system.
Exactly. And Sam, more than ever, the gospel, the good news, and our confidence in the good news, because as we know, though those who know their God will do mighty exploits. And I insist it's not about the mighty exploits. It's everything about knowing God.
Oh, it's that personal relationship. It's the vicarious atoning work of Christ. It's the grace of the work of Jesus, the love of God, the truth of God, the mercy of God. There is no greater outcome, no greater relationship, no greater engagement in our humanity that we can possibly experience greater than an experience with the living Christ. Indeed. And again, it's fundamental, but even the ability to deliver this message, the ability for you and I to have this conversation, and I'm not the Tuesday guy. I'm a good news person, right?
Right.
But listen, even that ability, this conversation right now, is under assault.
Exactly.
We may not have this freedom 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now if we don't protect it and we're vigilant in protecting that freedom.
Well, as you know, you're in California. I was born and raised in California. More than ever, Christian values have been under attack. Up until recently, there was a bill in the state Senate of California that wanted to limit the amount of counseling that could be conducted in the name of Jesus as it relates to sexual identity.
Can you believe that? No, seriously speaking,
yeah.
Can you believe that?
Would
you ever have imagined, you know, that we would reach a point where our legislative bodies would attempt to tell us and dictate what we can and cannot do in the name of Jesus as it pertains to giving advice or counsel? It's outrageous. It sounds ridiculous, but it's a reality. Again, the problem is not a secular agenda, and I say this with great due deference. The problem, Bill, to a great degree, is a lukewarm church.
Mm-hmm.
It is a church that drinks the Kool-Aid. It is a church that is more preoccupied with making sure that we have a great number of likes on our social media pages in comparison to being faithful to the one we love. And
right.
Today's complacency is tomorrow's captivity.
Yes.
We are what we tolerate. We really need a church to really stand up in these very precarious times and exhibit prophetic courage in the name of Jesus.
Interesting, Sam, that Gallup had conducted a poll a little over a year ago, and I thought the surprising, and I say surprising, response of secular America was they said, where's the Christians? We're in chaos. We need some Christian direction and guidance here. And I had to laugh with some irony because it's like, wait a minute, you've been kicking, not even, you know, you've been kicking Christians not to the back of the bus, but off the bus totally. you've run the bus in the ditch, and you're saying we're the Christians. To me, to your point, Sam, that is that's the opportunity for the church to really step up when secular America even knows they have it wrong, but they're continuing to do the same thing, expecting different results, and even they know in and of themselves, I don't care whatever issue you want to talk about, whether it's sexual identity, the abortion issue, in their hearts of hearts, because God says that he imprints himself. The very image is imprinted in all of us, and it connects to our consciousness to know that there is the difference between right and wrong. And if it's at 3 o'clock in the morning that we wake up in a sweat, realizing that, hey, look at, we're missing the mark. Now, what do we do about it? Do we sear our conscience, or are we ready to confront? But if we don't have the church, to your point, there to come alongside and let people know, look at, Jesus paid the price. Yes, you've made mistakes. Guess what? So has the church. So have we. Nobody's perfect here. This is why we need Jesus. But if we can't come alongside in grace and love to be the answer to their need, then we're not doing what God's commanded us to do.
Those that know, know. And even the world is privy to the fact that even the world knows that the answer is in the church. But the answer is the church. The answer, biblically, theologically speaking, the response to the darkness is the light. And we are the light of the world, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. We are that light. And again, it's up to the church to get out of the proverbial threshing floor, just like Gideon in Judges chapter 6. We have to stop hiding. We have to emerge as the church of Jesus, the most transformative, viable institution on the planet is the church of Jesus. And we need to stop delegating responsibility to political ideologies and parties when we believe many Christians are abdicating, and we are giving the government too much authority, believing that Uncle Sam has the answer, when the answer to many of these issues is found in the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, especially when you have God himself who came amongst us, died and rose from the dead and gave us this charge and established the church that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. Do we really know that? Do we really believe that? If we did, I got to believe, Sam, the church would be looking a lot different today. Look, we're going to go to a quick break. We've got more from Samuel Rodriguez right here, and we are going to get into his new book, Shake Free, on Bill Martinez Live.
The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat.
You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour is promised, our conversation with Samuel Rodriguez continues. His new book, Shake Free, How to Deal with Storms, Shipwrecks, and Snakes in Your Life. Sam, what was the inspiration of this book?
The Apostle Paul, one of my favorite biblical characters, Acts 27, Acts 28. The Apostle Paul is on his way to Rome, Acts 23:11. So Jesus speaks to Paul and says, hey, here's what's going to happen. You're going to take this gospel message to the most important city, politically speaking, in the world, Rome. But he never tells them how he's going to get there. So here's how he gets there. He gets there on a prison ship that suffers a nor'easter, a hurricane, a shipwreck, and then he ends up in the island of Malta, Acts 28, where a snake comes out and attempts to kill him. Again, he is doing God's will, mind you. He's in the midst of God's will, and yet he suffers a storm, a shipwreck, and a snake attempts to poison him and kill him. So this book was written out of the inspiration of the narrative of the Apostle Paul. The things we go through in life do not speak that we are out of the will of God. Many of the storms we go through and shipwrecks actually speak to the fact that we are on our way to fulfilling God's mandate for our corresponding lives. Hence, Shake Free, how to overcome the storm, shipwrecks, and snakes in your life.
Well, Sam, I think that's kind of the delusion a little bit that you confront directly that most Christians have, that somehow they, you know, accept Jesus, they pray, and they expect roses and rainbows. I mean, it's like they're signing up for a type of Christianity that God never said was going to happen.
No, it's a misnomer. It's a mischaracterization. as a Christian, a matter of fact, you look at the martyrs who have given their lives, those that are currently being persecuted around the world. These are individuals who should be right now questioning whether or not they've made the right choices, but they're not. Many of them are sacrificing their own lives, by the way, because they are so committed to the reality of this relationship with Jesus. It was so real and so authentic, the change in their lives, and it cannot and will not be denied. This book is about how to overcome. You know, how do you not only measure it and see it, but how do you overcome? How do you overcome the shipwrecks, exactly, the storms? We all go through storms. We all go through shipwrecks. And some of us have had, you know, metaphorically speaking, snakes come out of the fire for the purpose of poisoning our destinies and strangling our dreams. How do we shake free from that and advance towards the greater cause? That's what this book equips you with. It's theologically sound. It's Christ-centered, Bible-based. But I assure you, it will bless the reader to understand that they are on their way to Rome.
Yeah, Sam, when you were talking about the martyrs, I mean, we've had martyrs from the first day, the early foundings of the church. You think about what kind of persecutions, the deaths that they experienced, even to modern times, the modern day martyrs. And I look and consider their lives, and boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't raise your confidence level, that people are willing to accept their cross, accept their death in the name of Jesus, what is it that they know about our God that is lacking in us, that maybe keeps us focused more on the shipwreck and the snakes than on the deliverance and the gospel message?
You and I have a mutual friend, Franklin Graham, and Frank, yes, was sharing with me the story of the 21st martyr some years ago, the Coptic Christians that were beheaded by ISIS. Well, the last one that was beheaded was not actually a Christian in the beginning. Let me explain. Mm-hmm. When they were kneeling down, they discovered the last individual there was actually was not a Christian, was a Muslim. And they said, wait a minute, you're here by mistake, so why don't you stand up? He said, no, I'm not here by mistake anymore. I want the God they have, and I want to serve the Jesus they serve. Mm-hmm. And he right there gave his life up because he was so moved by the witness of the other gentlemen that were there, that at that moment he became a Christian. Bill, that's the sort of Christianity that we want to see around the world, that it literally provokes others around us to say, we want what you have.
Exactly. Are we holding on to the things of the world so much that we cannot apprehend the higher calling, the things that God has for us? Sam, I know that you know President Trump, and you've gotten to know him fairly well. A lot of contention surrounding this president. What is your perspective?
I've had the privilege of praying for this president and of course, participated in the inauguration. My heart goes out to the person occupying that office. I was there for George W. Bush. Believe it or not, I had opportunities to engage in prayerful activity likewise and in meetings with our former president, President Obama, even though I disagree with about 92% of his policies. Mm-hmm. I was, God had me there. I never knocked on the door, never asked to be invited to anything, and God had me there. And with this president, it's been at a different level, of course. Mm-hmm. In full disclosure here, I can't deny the fact that this president has done more to protect my ability to preach the gospel than any other president since Ronald Reagan, and probably even before Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Religious liberty. I am a pro-life person, not because I'm politically driven, but because every life is precious. And being a faith and science guy, I know I agree with the medical community as it pertains to the viability of life in the womb, even from the moment of conception, the beauty of God's creation. This president has done more to protect the sanctity of life and to defund abortion mills than any other president since 1973. So there are, of course, tweets that I would prefer not to take place. There are exchanges that I would prefer not to take place. I would love him to stop engaging in conversations that he could just basically shake free. Right. He needs to shake off, yes, some of the things that come his way. He really does. I would, right, like to give him a copy of the book. I haven't, right, yet. Yeah. But putting that aside, my prayers accompany him. I've been with him. I can tell you firsthand, this is the kind of president that looks at me, and I'm not, and again, I'm not justifying anything. All I'm telling you is this. He looks at me, and he'll say, he'll tell people around, he'll say, I love Samuel Rodriguez.
Mm.
This is the kind of president that has talked to me about his kids and his grandkids. I've met a man who is compassionate, who's not perfect, but he has demonstrated compassion and mercy in conversations, even on issues like prison reform and so forth. That's
yes.
A conversation that emerged out of a dinner where I'm seated with Jared and Ivanka, and then inevitably it ended up into new legislation coming from the White House. So I'm praying for the president. He needs prayer. I've never seen a president under so much spiritual assault like this president. And he really needs a canopy of prayer and intercession. And we want him to succeed. By the way, for any American listening, this idea that you want this president to fail, it is equivalent to saying that you are on a ship and you want your captain to fail.
Exactly.
It makes no intellectual sense whatsoever.
Yeah, on any level, Democrat, Republican, whatever political persuasion that you may have, it doesn't make any sense. It's even as Zig Ziglar was often quoted as referring to the stinkin' thinkin'. As we know, Sam, it starts with our thoughts, and all today in the name of freedom of speech and the information age and fake news, it's like there's no responsibility or civility or consideration for speaking the truth. It's just, hey, just let your opinion fly out there, and regardless of any kind of impact that it has. I mean, here is a president who has made great gains, and I agree, not perfect. He's a human being like the rest of us, and I don't know any of us that can claim any kind of perfection here. So we need to extend grace and, support this president as the Bible tells us that we should do.
So, but I need to say something here because, again, by the grace of God, I've had the privilege of working with three different presidents. But when I am critiqued, or others get critiqued for even being there, it is just not only spiritually outrageous, it's intellectually outrageous and incoherent. Let me explain.
Yes.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of my heroes, would always say, if you're not present, do not expect change. If you're not able to sit down with people you disagree with, do not expect change. So the fact that we're having conversations with this president should be applauded. But what we have is a social media mob, a frenzy of people. And if they see some sort of posting that you're with this president, oh, the threats and the protests and the pushback and the hate and the animus is overwhelming. So those of us that do have access, cannot succumb to this sort of mass hysteria and this cyberbullying. We have to continue our assignments. We do it with integrity. We don't sacrifice truth on the altar of political expediency. We're not married to the donkey or to the elephant. We must be buried exclusively to the agenda of the lamb. But we must continue to be there and be present and continue to serve at whatever capacity this president deems appropriate.
Exactly. Well, Sam, that's a great summary. We're going to leave it there. Samuel Rodriguez, his book based on the story of Acts 27:28 of the Apostle Paul's near catastrophic shipwreck. The title, Shake Free, How to Deal with the Storm, Shipwrecks, and Snakes in Your Life. And this will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us.
Bless you, my friend.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lover.